I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Come join us on this trip. No, more like journey. We're throwing out the script. We don't charge a penny.
Your episode, you count down.
Oh, shit. Oh, it's all me? Shit. Last time I counted down, it didn't go well. Three. Deuce. Cinco. I just pissed off so many people.
Oh, probably.
Do I give a shit, though?
I don't know. I don't think so. I wouldn't.
Absolutely not. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Free Balling with Seb and Ed. You know the drill, where we're just going to speak about some bullshit for about a good 45 minutes to an hour. Depends on the topic. Let me just tell you, this week's topic is another one of last week's kind of... A little bit wise, a little bit out there. So
it's a swerve.
It's another off-the-cuff episode. It's a swerve. Get... That was the move that made LeBron cry.
Serpentine.
You're not serpentining hard enough.
Damn it.
Well, everyone, are you ready? Are you ready,
I'm ready.
To know what today's episode is?
Yeah,
I think
I'm
this
ready.
Is something. I'm thinking this is something most people our generation have thought of from time to time. And I think it's a good idea. So I'm going to let you come at this either way.
Okay.
I want you to think. We're going to pick five. Well, shit. Pick five IPs.
Five IPs, okay.
Yeah, okay. And I want you to choose a game to movie or movie to game that you've always wanted to see.
Game to movie, okay. Okay.
So you can either pick a game that you would watch as a movie, or you can either pick a movie you'd play as a game.
Cool. Oh, okay. This is gonna be fun. I got some.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet. All right. I got one right off the bat. You want me to kick it off?
Go ahead. If you got one right off the bat, let's do
right.
this thing, man.
So.
This is the quickest we've ever gotten to an episode, by the way.
I know.
I need to own episodes more. Well, there's really no news, is there? Before we get into it, Vin Diesel's being a dick, but Diesel's a dick. Putin is still deciding that Ukraine deserves to die, even though it doesn't deserve to die. What else is there to say? Celebrities are being assholes.
There's the Roe versus Wade thing out here.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, that's news.
Yeah, that's a whole
that's
thing. That's not good.
No, it's really not good. It's a bit of a, like, I imagine for some states, it's a bit of a nightmare.
I mean, for the country as a whole, it's kind of a massive step backward.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, there's just so much going on with that. Like, I wouldn't even know where to start, honestly, in terms of doing it justice.
So for all those that don't know, America's Supreme Court, because apparently the president isn't powerful enough to do anything ever, makes sense, is currently deciding whether or not to. It's just remove it, right? It's just remove.
Overturn it, yeah.
Overturn Roe versus Wade, which basically means states will have the power to basically illegalize abortions at free will.
Yep.
Nothing will be in their way if states. So basically, Mississippi, Texas, all the states you can think of that probably still think Trump is the rightful president are about to do something Trump would probably agree with. Because
yep, most likely.
Yeah.
It's I saw this this pic floating. Yeah, no, like I saw this pic floating around in Twitter, and it's like, you're not banning abortions. What you're doing is you're banning safe abortions.
Mm-hmm.
If someone wants something done, they're going to find a way to get it done, one way or another. And all they're doing is taking away the way of doing it safely. So, you know, it's fucked.
And probably removes a lot of jobs as well.
Oh, I have no doubt.
Because I imagine the first thing that some states would do would be would tell Planned Parenthood to get the fuck out.
Yep.
And that's like, they do good work, man. They don't just do abortions.
No, they do a lot of stuff.
They do, like, it's all sexual health for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But God help anyone in the United States who wants to talk positively about sexual health.
Oh, mate. God, you know, God help anyone in the United States that wants decent education right now. I'm getting some pretty bad things.
You know what's funny? I love how we were so proud of how quick we got into the episode, and then we just took this turn. But it's, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, it needs to be kind of talked about before.
To be talked about. Yeah, I'm glad you brought it up. Like, I'm kind of annoyed. I didn't remember myself. I was too busy thinking about the fancy dancy stuff. Because of course, what made news yesterday?
Oh, the Met Gala stuff.
The Met fucking gala, bro.
Like,
I could not give a fuck.
Like, I'm honestly, like, it's like, even if you don't care, like, you see some of these fashion things, and you're like, I'm just waiting for someone to show up in a tablecloth and be like, "Yep, $15,000, bitch." It's a tablecloth.
Cara Delevingne, like, painted herself gold and showed up with like nipple pasties on.
Fashion.
Cool. Good move. You look great. Nap. Classic bore out there for anyone. For anyone who cares. But yeah, today's episode.
Right.
Me and Sebastian are going to pick five games or five movies. Or it could be two games, two movies. But the idea is to take that game and make it a movie. And to take that movie and make it a video game. However, there is a stipulation. If you take a video game to a movie, I would like an actor and a director within that movie.
Gotcha.
I
got you. All right,
let's go. Right. You said you had one, man. Yep. Hit me with it.
So, an IP that I would love to see as a video game is Supernatural.
Ooh.
That would
What kind of a video game?
So, I see it being kind of like very much like The Last of Us. So I would love to see this in the hands of Naughty Dog.
Mm-hmm. Ah, so you want this to be a PlayStation exclusive? Fuck you, dude.
No, I mean, it doesn't have to be. I mean, obviously, that's where I would be leading.
It's a PlayStation exclusive.
I mean, like, you have one, so, like, what are you going to get upset for? You could play it.
True.
There you go.
Do I play my PS5?
Fair, no. Okay, fair point.
Should I probably sell it to someone who wants it? Probably. That is how much I love my Series X, bro.
Fucking A.
I bought Assassin's Creed Valhalla last year.
Yeah.
Like, I've been pretty much on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Not even put a minute into it, bro.
Fuck.
I finished Spider-Man, not started Miles Morales. But I just don't... every single time I get a chance, like, I feel like I'm about to set myself up. It's like, oh, fuck it. Yeah, you know, I'm going to play Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, that's the day. Like, you know, everyone knows Bobby now because Bobby came on the series. Mm-hmm. Bobby will text me. Yeah, Bobby, you're watching this. You know, it's you that stopped me playing my PS5. He'll just go, you know, you'll just text me one word and I'll come running. Gims. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. Because Gims with game Gims games with friends, game by yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can masturbate, and it's fun. It can be fun.
You're not wrong.
So tell me more about the Supernatural game, bro. Yeah, tell me more about this Supernatural game.
So, like, I can see it having like detective elements, because you have to. You know, you got to mm-hmm. figure out what you're hunting, how you got to kill it, and this and that. And just, like, there's, like, an exploratory, like, open worldness to the story that I feel like that could be cool. And you don't even have to have it connected to, like, the main Winchester. You could be a random hunter, you know? And it could be, like, so a good personal story.
Are you thinking
story.
RPG, build your own hunter?
Sam
and Dean got to come into it, right, at some point?
I know, yeah, at some point, yeah. But I feel like, you know, you should be able to...
if you... unlock the Men of Letters as like a HQ halfway through the game or something.
Yeah.
They're there to sort of like...
Exactly.
Sam's like, oh, if you need information, come to me. I'll give you like training. And Dean's like, oh, if you need firearms or something, like, you come to me, you can train. So you can like sort of beef up your character's intelligence and strength kind of thing.
It's like... That'd be sick. Like, there's such a deep well of folklore in this show that you can do fucking anything with it. You could go absolutely crazy. I just think it would be a fun fucking game.
I would play that game. I'm pretty sure there is a notebook somewhere from our time in LA in which I did actually, with you, we were talking about it. We talked about the basics of a Supernatural game.
I think we did.
It was about the same time when we were writing that Bayou...
Rougarou,
is it called?
Yeah.
It's like we were doing that. Well, you remember that big whiteboard we had? That was crazy. I think whilst you were doing that, I was fucking scribbling down notes for a Supernatural game because I was inspired by what we were talking about. I was like, dude, this would be like a cool level for like boss level kind of.
Yes, thing. Yes. Oh, dude, I think that's what we gotta do. I think we gotta write this game.
Oh,
we just got to learn how to write video games.
Crap. Now I've got to think of an idea for myself that I probably should have prepared. I know one thing I do want to say. Like, am I allowed to say something that is already happening? Because I want to... No, actually. Oh, two of the things I want to say are already happening.
Ah, shit.
I'm going to say them anyway, because they've not happened.
Okay.
So until something's happened, it's not happened.
Okay, yeah, fair.
Yeah, let's go with that. So, like, I kind of don't want to have any holes on this. Like, you can literally take anything. You can take fucking anything.
Okay.
Like, even though a Halo series already exists, like, you know, I could say Halo.
Yeah.
And I'll do it my own way. But, like, the first thing I want to say, Gears of War. The first three games, holy fucking crap.
Mm-hmm.
I first saw that these guns had chainsaws on them, and then when I played the game and you could use said chainsaw on the enemy, oh yeah, I'm like this little 12-year-old kid that probably shouldn't be playing Gears of War, just watching, like, sounds pretty gay when I think about it now, like five grown-ass men with fucking chainsaw guns, just like, you know, it's not even saving the Earth, it's the planet Sarah, but like, I was like, dude, you know, I would watch this movie, man.
Mm-hmm.
Gears 1, Gears 2, Gears 3. Give me 3 movies, bro.
Yeah.
Don't go left or right. Like, maybe have flashbacks to the Pendulum Wars, which is the precursor to Emergence Day. Like, so if you didn't know the story of Gears of War, the Coalition of Ordered Governments was actually on war with itself. But then Emergence Day happened, in which the planet Sarah's... sort of underground inhabitants, so to speak, were like, yo, stop taking all the emulsion. We live off that shit. And we're going to fight you for it now. And then it's like, pew, 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 pew. And the humans were like, maybe we should come together to fight these guys rather than fight each other now. And then, boom, coalition of ordered governments and the Lancers, which is the assault rifle, and then the Nashers, which is the shotgun. But yeah, because I've chosen a video game out, sorry, camera, mic, so because I've chosen a video game to a movie, I have unlocked the stipulation of I need a director and I need an actor. Holy shit. Director. Who could direct such a thing? See, for a long time, the director, I want to say, was actually once upon a time attached to the idea. Remember the guy who did Edge of Tomorrow?
I don't know his name.
Let me have a look. I think it's like Len Wiseman or something.
Len Wiseman.
Yeah. He did Underworld. That's what
he
did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did the Underworld series. And for a very long time, he was attached to this movie. Well, in that case, who did Edge of Tomorrow? Who directed this bad boy? Doug Liman. Yes, he was also
Doug
attached.
Liman.
Fuck's sake. Crap. I've what? Hurt myself. No, because both... I can't choose either of those guys, because they were once upon a time attached to what is supposed to be happening. That I've been aware of since 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Just think of a director off the top of my head. Fuck it. Who's doing... Oh, who's doing that movie that's coming out? Is it David Leitch? I think he is. David Leitch is doing a movie that I think is really cool.
Okay.
Is it Bullet Train? You know, the new Brad Pitt?
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, that one looks dope.
Mm-hmm, trust me. Oh, no, he's not doing Bullet Train.
It looks funny, too.
This. Oh, he's an actor. Wait, director. Upcoming projects. He is doing Bullet Train. And he's doing One Night, Kung Fu, and an untitled David Leitch project. Everyone, I am on IMDb because I'm a cheating little scumbag. Yeah. director. Deadpool 2, Atomic Blonde, John Wick. I think this guy, give him... Oh, wait a minute, I can't see you. Oh, there we go. Yeah, David Leitch. I think I think he could smash this. Like the movie is literally all stunts.
Yeah.
As long as there's like a good, like, sense of practical versus CGI, like almost in a Dune kind of way.
Yeah.
Honestly, if he'd done more action, David Villeneuve, Villeneuve, I can't pronounce that motherfucker's name. Denis Villeneuve.
Yeah.
Dune, Blade Runner 2049, all that kind of shit. Yeah. Speaking of Dune, though, the actor I would cast in a role would be Jason Momoa.
Nice.
Yeah. I think, like, even though Marcus Fenix is a white guy, I feel like Jason Momoa has the build, the acting chops, and, like, the charisma, and also the gravitas to take on Marcus Fenix, I think. I know Batista wants Fenix, but, like, Batista ain't getting any younger, bro.
Nah.
Hell no. To the no. But, yeah. Gears of War, I want that movie. I've wanted that movie since fucking when did the first Gears of War come out? Before 2010.
Shit.
I remember playing the first one and being like, yo, like, if by the time I'm in movies this isn't being made, I'm making this. And right now, that goal is still achievable.
It's true.
Like, give me a bit of gravitas and some know-how so I can reach out online and say, hey, David, you want to talk Gears, bro? Like... Yo, that's how Simi Liu got Shang-Chi.
True. Very, very true.
Or, like, that's how he likes to think it.
Yeah, of course.
Eventually, Shang-Chi was going to have to come into...
I think so.
The
but
MCU.
Like, the man manifested it.
The man... He manifested it. That's what I mean.
Yep.
Manifested that destiny. I definitely do want to pick... I know another game to movie I'm going to do, but my next one I'm going to try and do... movie again.
Okay.
So whilst you're doing yours, I'm going to have a little think. So hit us with your second one, Sebastian, and give me that Make it a long one so I've got time to think.
So I think, so I kind of wanted to, I was going to ask if I could, instead of game to movie, could I do game to series?
Yeah. Yeah. That, okay. Yeah, that's fine. Cool. I don't see a problem with that.
Sweet. So then for me, the game that I want to see as a TV series is Infamous.
Infamous. Is that where you have kind of like, you're like anti-hero, hero?
Yeah, like your actions decide whether or not you're a hero or a villain.
Yeah, and you have superpowers, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's super visual with like neon colors and shit.
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen this. Yeah. I've never played it because it came out, like, I'm pretty sure that it was PlayStation 3, right?
Yeah.
Never had one of those.
No. So, like, the way I would love to see the show done is an interactive aspect. Like, that's key to the show. Like, you're watching it, you're going to make decisions for this character, and then that character story is ultimately going to turn them into, a hero or a villain.
Take the idea of Bandersnatch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But like with like very specific decisions that are going to drive the story in one of two directions and not like all over the fucking place. Like it's more controlled.
That's sick. Right. Okay. Before we start talking more about that, because I do want to hear more about this idea, rather than a director, because a director from TV, kind of they come and go, give me sort of a writer, creator, and a lead actor.
I got you. I would love to see James Gunn's take on this.
James Gunn?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good shout, man.
Cause, like, visually, he's so perfect for it. And, like, the way he tells his stories, he can get to, like, he can deal with serious issues in a very open and broad and entertaining way. Where it's like, you still feel the issues being dealt with. And, like, a lot of the big issues in the Infamous games is prejudice. You know, there's only certain people who have, powers in them, and they have to be like activated or whatever. But most people don't have the ability to have any kind of superpower. The normal people, so they're like, it's like putting everyone together and then calling them all bioterrorists and shit. And it's like it's an intense fucking game, dude. Like it's crazy, but like. It's also so visually amazing. Like, it's so much fun. And, like, I feel like James Gunn is the one to do it. As far as, like, a lead actor...
Hell yeah, bro.
As far as, like, a lead actor, I personally wouldn't want to see a character from the game as a lead. I would love to see, like, a different story. So...
Okay.
Fuck.
It's harder than it looks, isn't it?
No, well, I mean, because you had specific people, and you have characters and stuff and gears.
You're inceptioning a character.
Exactly. Like I'm thinking, it's like, fuck. I didn't think about this piece of shit at all. Fuck.
Female lead or male lead?
Honestly, it'd be interesting to see a female lead.
Female lead, nice.
Yeah.
There was never an Infamous game where you played as a female, right?
There's a DLC game, I think.
DLC, okay.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not that big a deal. You know what? It would be interesting to see, you know who I really like right now? Ana de Armas.
Ana de Armas? Yeah.
I feel like...
She's in that new movie with Ben Affleck.
Yeah, it's not great.
She gets a little bit naughty.
Not as naughty as you think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God damn it.
I know.
I've not watched it, but like
I watched the trailer. No, like I watched it and I was like, okay.
Oh shit.
It's kind of where it left me.
I've literally in front of me. Is the answer to my idea. I was thinking of something, and I probably could think of something pretty quickly and come up with something. Like I said, I wanted to make a game next. I don't even know what I was thinking of, because I think this is just too goddamn fucking perfect.
Okay, lay it on me.
I know it is a game, but I want to make a different game, like a proper AAA game.
Okay.
Cobra Kai.
Dude.
I would do this, like, crucify me, mm-hmm. like The Last of Us 2.
Okay.
You play as a Miyagi-Do character, and you're like, you're being told, you know, the way of Miyagi-Do, you know, defense, all that kind of shit, all that good stuff. You know, you got LaRusso's training, but then sort of like midway point, or like every now and then, you switch to Cobra Kai, and mm-hmm. then you learn the Cobra Kai kind of way. Basically, like, so after watching the show and loving the show so much, the only character that actually has embraced both sides successfully is Eli.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie is too filled with hate, which is why he sort of embraced Cobra Kai more than Miyagi-Do. And Miguel is lacking a father figure and doesn't know mentally where his own heart is, which mm-hmm. is why he sort of did embrace Cobra Kai, but then as he's sort of getting older, he's like, well, actually, LaRusso's kind of right as well. Yeah. Whereas Eli is very much his own character. I would like, you know, honestly, I would like to play as Eli. Yeah, I think he's the most interesting character in Cobra Kai, especially after the last season. They really did sort of a number on his character. When I told my dad, it's like, oh, you know how they're visually telling us he's embraced both sides? When he was with Cobra Kai, he had red hair. When he was with Miyagi-Do, he had blue hair. You know what hair he has before he gets it shaved in the last season of Cobra Kai? It's purple.
Oh, damn.
Red plus blue. Purple rain! But he gets shaved. The episode he does it is the episode he gets shaved. And all you see is, like, purple tinges. Because even though, like, his dignity is gone, it's still, you know, it's like it's still there. It still remains. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'd like maybe not play as Eli, but a character like Eli,
mm-hmm.
play like in your game, not necessarily play as anyone we know, but like have them there for like sort of training, be like, you know, be like part of the school, and you know your path, like almost like Mass Effect, mm-hmm. is chosen through choices. I've always gravitated more to those games than not, like Fallout. You know, if you're too vilified, as soon as you get to like the NCR, the New California Republic, they'll shoot you on sight,
mm-hmm.
because of your reputation. Your reputation precedes you, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So like, if you do too many side missions that give you like Cobra Kai points over Miyagi-Do points, you can run into Miyagi-Do characters and they'll fight you.
Mm-hmm.
Or other way around. If you do too many Miyagi-Do things, you run into Cobra Kai, and they will fight you. But essentially, the way you kind of win at the end is having to sort of... How much have you learned, almost in a taskmaster kind of way, mm-hmm. how much have you learned the mechanics of the game?
Yeah.
Because I hated those taskmaster fights in the Spider-Man game. They annoyed the shit out of me.
Yeah, they were...
That last taskmaster fight was harder than the final boss fight. it's almost easier to tank all of the Taskmaster missions
mm-hmm.
to get to the boss fight, because he'll be easier, then go redo them.
That makes sense.
Because I'm pretty sure...
Makes a lot of sense.
His fight is harder, the more goals you get. Yeah. The better you do on his little, like, bomb disposal missions and shit.
It's like, fuck. Fuck, I didn't think about that at all.
Yeah. Because the game literally tells you the first time you fight him is like he learns from how you play. If you mm-hmm. use too many abilities, he's going to be anti-ability.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah. No one prepared me for that fucking fight. Both you and Mikey, who played the game, I asked you. I was like, yo, what am I doing? And you gave me like...
No spoilers.
Basic notes. And I got my ass kicked so many times. That's what I like. Is there a Dark Souls kind of ting to this? Is there like sort of hidden? Is there like planned boss fights and hidden world boss fights? Yeah, Yeah, I think there is. There's no, like, microtransactions. There's no loot. Like, you just, you know, you just get the gi. You know, you can upgrade your belt as well. Like, there's still belt colours. And I guess that's sort of level progression through the game. Like, the better you do, you know, here's your progression to the next belt, that kind of thing. As well as progressing through your Miyagi-Do or Cobra Kai kind of choices. You know what this game lends itself to that I've not seen in a very long time? Shadow the Hedgehog game.
Mm.
Where you could end that game being good, neutral evil, or evil. I think it was lawful in the Shadow Hedgehog game. But, like, there were so many different endings. It's like, oh, I want to, like, I've played this mission before. Okay, cool, this time I'm going to go evil. And you can go, you know, it's like, oh, man. If you haven't played Shadow the Hedgehog game, people, do yourself a favor. Find a way to play it. Game is so underrated.
I'm thinking. Like, I'm just like, crap. I got to think of another one.
Damn, I probably could have saved Shadow the Hedgehog for the Shadow the Hedgehog movie. Which, I guess we're not going to get a standalone Shadow the Hedgehog movie, but...
I mean, you never know, I guess.
If you haven't seen Sonic 2, I guess you can guess what the Easter egg is, if you're any kind of a Sonic fan. It's like, oh, Jim Carrey's not going to do another movie? Who can we have as a villain? I don't know. That crocodile-looking dude? I don't fucking think so.
Okay. Dude. Okay, I got one.
Cool. There wasn't much more small talk I could make before you made a choice. Struggling so hard.
It's okay. I got one.
What do you got, dude?
All right, so this is going to be movie to game.
Movie to game. Okay.
Okay, so I would love to see...
Give me a voice actor. Let's add a stipulation.
A voice actor. Okay. So okay. The
you
idea...
don't have to go back to the other ideas. Just from now.
Okay, so this is going to be an Ocean's 11 game. In the style of, like, L.A. Noir.
Ooh.
Like, what I loved about L.A. Noir is, like, having to actually read people's expressions and stuff. And to, like, really amp up, like, the con artist feel of the game. Like, you know, you have to be able to sell with your face and this and that. So I think that would be fucking dope. And honestly, just playing as, like, these crazy, like, just slick. And it would be so fucking funny, too. Like, the way all the characters would interact with each other would be great. And it'd be so much fucking fun. And, like, voice actor. You know what? I gotta do it. I would love to see Nolan North in something like this.
Of course you would put Nolan North. It's the only voice actor you know.
He's not the only one. He's just the biggest one.
Troy Baker?
Okay, he's up there.
John DiMaggio?
Shut up.
Shut up. It's a secret. Shut up. Damn, I should have had that as one of my Simpsons things. When Lenny looks at Homer to do it. Creasing, man. You got that character in the egg suit as well.
I'm just like, because Carl is like drinking coffee so he can't tell him.
No, sorry, Carl. Yeah. Sorry, I need that tattoo. Carl Black, Lenny White. There's only one tattoo, and this is the right one. Oh, man. Right, okay. So, game to series, because that wasn't even in my mind until you did it. Life is Strange.
Okay.
I love the stories in these games, the characters in these games. This, like... If you do Life is Strange well enough, 13 Reasons Why is wiped off the face of the earth.
Shit.
This is true in-depth look into sort of kids in high school, at least the first game anyway. Like, like I've played all of them, but I'm specifically thinking about the first one, even though they are sort of all coherent together as like a unit, like, you know, they're all in the same universe, so to speak. I keep knocking my mic. I hope you don't catch that. We'll see when you go to edit. Sebastian, send me a message. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Ed, you twat. Hit your mic again and it's over. No. shit. Damn. But I just remember being so engrossed in the first game. And again, it's another one of those, like, your decisions really affect some of the outcomes. It's so old, I don't really give a shit about spoilers. And we never really have about anything else before now anyway. Although, no Doctor Strange spoilers here, my friends. this is a safe place for Doctor Strange fans right now. come, listen to Sebastian and Edward. We have things we're safe. You want.
It's fine.
You're safe here. the darkness of Twitter can't get you here. so I just remember being so, like, so engrossed. One of the missions, there's this, I think it's an, like, for the most part, like, it's a high school where kids can stay in the school. Like, there's dorms for kids, but like the girls are over here, the boys are over there, that kind of thing. And one of the girls is bullied after sort of like making like rape accusations, when all everyone sees is a video of her being a little bit promiscuous. And she was like, it was a pedophile. It was like, you know, I was drugged. Why isn't anyone listening to me? And like, your character can choose to listen to her, can choose to be your friend. But it doesn't stop the fact that she tries to kill herself in one of the missions, like from top of the girls' dorms, just straight down, swan dive. And you can fail that, and whew, off she goes.
Jesus,
like, right, bro? And then like this great, like, the photography teacher throughout the game, who like sort of helps you, sort of like, he's the one that sort of sets you off on this quest to find moments in the game to take photos. And there's a little musical note whenever you're near something to take a photo of, or there'll be like a little camera in the corner of the screen to sort of, because there's no difficulty setting to remove that kind of thing. Maybe, I don't remember checking. I don't really look for difficulty settings anymore. Games are meant to be fun. You play a game the way you want to play a game. Just don't complain about it online. Don't get Elden Ring and expect Mario, bro. Like, come on. Do your research. And you take these photos, and it could be like at like ants, when like one of them I remember is like ants are in a formation. Sometimes you have to set it up, like you have to disturb a bird at the beginning of the scene, and the bird will end, like the same bird will end up on a log, and it'll start eating like peanuts or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, so some of them you have to like interact with shit to get shit to happen, and then you can take the photo. And then this teacher, he's the one that ends up being the bad guy. This teacher you've looked up to the whole series, he's the one that's like, you know, taking like girls from his photography class and sort of like taking them to like competitions and shit. No. Well, the competition exists, but it's also like his grooming kind of thing. And as I just remember, like, when you realize you're on the train tracks, and one of the characters who has gone missing, one of the girls, is Rachel. And like, she sort of went through like manic depression craziness, and she's just like a book, every page, Rachel in the dark room, Rachel in the dark room, Rachel in the dark room. Fuck, man. There's some really hard-hitting scenes. I highly recommend this. This got, I think the whole series got remastered for next gen. And I think you definitely can play it on a PS4 in a way that load screens aren't like, sort of, you know, have a little nap time and wait for the game to load in 2 years' time. Like, no, it actually loads proper now. But yeah, man, I think you would enjoy this game. Like, out of everything we're saying here tonight, next time you go to play games and you need something, you're looking for something new, definitely the first Life is Strange, bro.
Okay.
I think there's good story in there that like you as a writer and a director could like you'll see what I'm talking about. You'll see why I've said this.
Okay.
Lead actress. It would very much have to be the character you play as. This sort of little skinny brunette girl, can't remember her name. But she has like time travel powers. Like she has the power to like sort of stop time, rewind time, fast forward time. And like you sort of abuse it to the point where you get stuck in like this limbo scene and you have to sort of break out of it. Fucking mad. But who could play this? I don't know many young brunette girls. Especially in acting world, let alone in real life. Can you do any? Do you know any? Can I phone a friend here?
Can you give me like an age range?
15, but could like 15, but she looks 12. Who's the girl that always plays young Brie Larson in movies?
No clue.
I'm pretty sure there's a girl who's played young Brie Larson in two different movies.
Really? Fuck.
Yeah, she was young Captain Marvel in Captain Marvel.
Oh shit.
Maybe Molly from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe. You know, have someone who people know, Ed. Fuck. Like. I really don't know, actually.
Shit.
What? Shit. Or
like, shit. Like, I have no.
Maybe. Oh, she's already playing Ellie in The Last of Us, the girl from Game of Thrones. She's the she's like the little girl who owns her own house. That it's in her sort of hall where Littlefinger gets little fingered.
Yeah,
Littlefinger got fingered. No, you know how Freddy feels. Nah, that's a good reference. I like that one. Yeah,
it's nice. I like that.
Fuck it.
Alright.
Hang on. Am I going to get fucking social services if I type in little brunette? Wait a minute. Sebastian is laughing so hard right now.
I can't. Little brunette actress.
Don't type this into Google, boys and girls. I'm pretty sure this list on IMDb was made when all of these girls weren't a whole, like, now old.
Christ.
I don't mean old, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. I don't mean old.
Honestly, even though she's getting older, I still think Chloe Moretz could do this. In my mind, I like... I feel like Chloe Moretz could still do this character.
Alright. Sounds fair.
Yes, sir. Alright, man. So that was our third. So give us a fourth.
Right. So mine is another... it'd be a series to game. Two words.
Oh, shit.
Big Mouth.
Series to game. Yo.
I would do
How
it.
How would that work?
I would do it in a similar way to the South Park games, where you feel like you're playing an episode of the fucking thing.
But
you wouldn't be a kid. You'd be a new hormone monster, and you get assigned a kid.
Yo, okay. Now that's a swerk.
Because the fucking game is gonna be fucked up.
Oh yeah, 100%. You can either make this kid like normal,
and that's
that fucking is,
and that's the
or
thing.
You can fuck him
up. Fuck him up.
Like, the little kid just asks you, like, a genuine question about, like, mm-hmm. puberty, and then it's like, pull out a cock or something. It's like you get options to choose yep. from.
Dialogue tree.
tell him the truth. Pull out a cock. Or, like, tell him to masturbate or some shit.
Exactly.
Can you have multiple kids?
I think so. I feel like...
Because Maurice, is it like, he has...
He has a bunch of them,
He has Matthew, he has...
Because it would also be Andrew. Interesting, like, say you have... There's a mission where, you know, you're working both kids at the same time. Something gets crossed and you give each of them, like, the wrong advice.
Oh, that would be sick.
That'd be so fucking funny.
I love that idea. I mean, we already know who would be voice acting.
Oh, yeah, of course. Bring the whole cast.
Bring the whole cast, or at least 90% of it.
90% of it, yeah.
Nick Kroll, of course, Nick ladies Kroll. And gentlemen.
Yeah, no. What I would love is, like, you know, in the Saints Row games, they have, like, you have a couple of different choices for your voice.
Mm.
So doing that, so, like, your monster has a specific voice, and then, like,
yeah,
you can add the voice of, like, a famous, you know, voice actor. You know, your Troy Baker, your John DiMaggio, your fucking Nolan North, Billy West, and all these fucking people, and you get they're your voice.
That'd be sick,
right?
It'd be hard to get Billy West though.
Oh no, yeah, but, like, you know, just realm.
Yeah. Who would you choose? Who would you choose?
Honestly, like? I would probably have like a John DiMaggio voice.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that would be super dope.
Who would I choose for my voice? Oh, Christ. Just like left field. Mm-hmm. And I know he's in the show, but I would like to see Jason Mantzoukas. I think he could fuck up a hormone monster, bro.
Oh yeah. He is a hormone monster. That's why that little fucker doesn't have one.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? But his hormone monsters are his bloody pillows, aren't they?
Yeah. He just fucks his pillows.
I can't believe my dad watches Big Mouth, bro. Like, I've shown my dad some shit. Like, I'm pretty sure we watched Blue Mountain State and then went to Big Mouth.
Jesus. All right, bro.
At the same time as watching Ozark and Better Call Saul. Right. Okay. So, what am I thinking? Do I want to go with one that's already in my mind? It's kind of similar to what I've already done. Let me challenge myself. Let me think about this. So you just did series to game. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, there is a series out there called Strike Back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a rotating cast kind of series. There's, like, many different sort of versions of Strike Back. It started with Richard Armitage, but I'm pretty sure he left to go to The Hobbit, and that's when they started changing actors around. But I'm pretty sure the two actors after Richard Armitage were in it for a very long time, and then they left, and then it got rebooted with more people. But, like, each series had, like, its own title. There was, like, Strike Back Vengeance, Strike Back Unleashed kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But it's very much modern warfare in a way that isn't sort of Call of Duty.
Yeah.
It's not, like, it's not all guns blazing. You do have to sort of think about it. It's very much like modern Call of Duty meets Jack Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. Like, you'd have two characters. And it's kind of like Army of Two, if you ever played that game or heard of that game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or like Kane and Lynch, Dead Men. You'd play, like, there'd be, like, two characters you'd play as. There'd be, like, a British way, there'd be, like, an American way. And, like, each mission, you can choose if you think the British need to handle this mission, or if the US need to handle this mission. Of course, there's firefights along the way, like, almost like Guardians. you can make choices that sort of, like, for more want of a better word, are more for, like, sort of funny sort of moments.
Yeah.
Like, none of them actually, none of the choices you make actually stop a boss fight from happening.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, you could stop a firefight from happening if a situation's handled well. Like, there'd probably be, like, achievements for, like, get through the entire game without causing a firefight.
Yeah.
Like, the game would tell you, like you're entering an area where your choices could end in, like, you know, shit going down.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then it's like the game's like, and there's civilians here, so there's going to be collateral damage. Like, I don't want this game to, like, sort of shy away, because I'm pretty sure at least one of the episodes, it didn't get banned, but it was delayed,
mm-hmm.
because it very much looked like the Hotel Madrid attack, where a car, like, rams into a hotel, and then terrorists get out of the car and just shoot everyone, which is very much what happened with the Madrid terrorist attack in the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just think this would be really cool. I definitely wanted to do a kind of, like, warfare kind of game. If it wasn't this, it was going to be the new Ghost Recons,
mm-hmm.
where you play as, like, you can play by yourself, but it's better to play as a team, because, like, there's a tech guy, there's a sniper guy, there's a healer, there's an assault rifle guy.
Yep.
But that's pretty much what the new Modern Warfare is. The new Modern Warfare is Task Force 141 going through the Colombia favela, looking mm-hmm. like taking out drug lords and shit. It looks like it's going to be awesome, because it's finally a modern warfare game with guns that isn't set, like, in a million years in the fucking past.
Mm-hmm.
Cold War Vanguard, throw them in the fucking bin, bro.
Yeah,
I've played so many games with them fucking guns. It's like, oh, give me another, like, I can't wait for another World War II game where everyone's just going to be using the STG and the MP40 again. Fucking hell, like, it's like Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, like, they're really lacking originality. Like, I want guns that, like, are interesting, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still playing Warzone, right?
Mm-hmm.
I still use the Modern Warfare guns.
Jesus.
They are the most well-rounded, balanced guns for me.
Mm-hmm.
The other guns from Cold War and Vanguard, you can, like, they're too left and right.
Yeah.
Like, there's no balance. There's no originality to it. Whereas the other guns, it's like, oh, we can create attachments, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
This sight is like a thermal times 4 sight with, like, a little holographic on the top of it. Fucking awesome. Like, you know, you'd make your guns kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, you can, team members can die. Very much like a bit of NCIS in there as well. A bit of NCIS LA.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sort of how, like, the story sort of progresses. I always liked how the season progressed in NCIS LA. Mm-hmm. To like sort of the last boss kind of thing. Yeah, I think that'd be pretty cool. If not that, Reacher. As a backup, Richard could be cool. Because the actor I want to put into my game is Alan Richardson.
Mm.
I think he could, I feel like he could own sort of a sort of shoot 'em up gun kind of game. Like, because, like, I'm sort of, the Strike Back I know, the American guy, mm-hmm. he just got pussy. Like, the episode starts with them going to, like, fucking Pyongyang in fucking North Korea. You best believe my guy's pulling some hiya fucking girl from the fucking trenches or some shit.
I felt like, and then, your, like, number 4 was 3 pigs.
What?
Your number 4 was like 3 pigs.
Yeah, man. Because, like, combine them all to a Strike Back game.
I feel that. It's just like,
yeah, because I like the title Strike Back.
Fusion.
Like, fusion. Yeah. Fuse all them games. Fuse them all. Fuse the series. Make them a game.
Nice.
A little bit of that. A little bit of that. A little bit of this. You know, how the Powder Puff Girls were made, bro.
I feel.
A little bit of spice and everything nice.
Chemical X.
Yo, Powder Puff Girls?
Fuck. It was supposed to be a series, and then it just got...
Oh, yeah. Like, didn't, like, Chloe Bennett, wasn't she meant to be in it? And she was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
She saw, like, the hate online and was like,
oh, yeah, I'm out.
The CW has no idea what it's doing, though.
Nah.
If I'm the CW, I try and find funding that isn't Warner Bros.
Like it's they aren't helping. Like, it canceled fucking Batwoman and Legends of Tomorrow and it's a
like
mess.
A week before it canceled Batwoman.
Yeah,
they were about to say, oh yeah, Batwoman's gonna be a movie now. Like, a week later, actually, it's not anything.
It's nothing.
Fuck
it's
this
done.
Shit.
Right. So.
And all of five people online trying to save DC Legends of Tomorrow.
I know.
Jesus.
All right, so my number five, it is a series. It is a series to game.
Series to game, okay.
And I didn't know what the fuck this was going to be, but you said it, and I was like, yep, that's it. That's got to be it. So this would... Have you ever played the game Bully? Rockstar?
No. No,
but
I
you know,
not.
But you know,
I know of it, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, it'd be a game like that. And it would be... You're playing... It'd be set in college. It's your freshman year. It is your freshman year at Blue Mountain State.
Would you still call it Bully?
No, I'd call it Blue Mountain State.
Blue Mountain State? Oh, okay, but it's set up like a... Like,
it's set up like that. Yeah, where you got to do all these stupid fucking tasks and you got to deal with all... You know, it's your freshman year. It's your first year on the fucking football team. Your first year GOAT. Dude.
That's sick.
Dude.
That's sick. That's sick. You have to find that balance between party and, like, playing football.
Exactly, and like trying to avoid responsibilities as much as fucking possible.
Damn. Aww. What am I gonna choose?
Isn't that fucking dope though? And you can bring the cast of like supporting so characters, good. Or like they give you like just to, like Thad Castle's like, yo, I need you to get me a pound of coke, and you deliver it by this time, or I'm gonna kick your ass.
Your response is just call him gay. He's not gay, stop saying that. Oh fuck. Oh yo, that's so good. Oh man.
Oh dude, and then every time you turn the fucking game on, the first thing you hear, are you ready? It's about to go down. Give me a hell! Give me a yeah!
Stand up right now! Ready to blow! I'm ready to go! Put the pedal
like, it pumps you up the second you turn that motherfucker on.
Oh, 100%. 100%. But I thought of a series to game.
Oh, shit. All right. Hit me with it.
Stranger Things.
Bruh.
I'm talking straight series to game.
Bruh, okay.
No, left and right. Maybe like delve in a little bit more into like character backgrounds a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like flesh them out a little bit more.
Yeah.
I don't know how this would kind of work in terms of who would you play as. Would you just play as 11? Or would you play as like the other kids as well? I guess this would be another Guardians game. Like there'd be moments where like the whole team's there and you can just like press LB and it brings up like a team wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell each character what to do, kind of thing.
Gotcha. That'd be pretty sick.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Fuck. I'm talking like this is the chance. Like everyone always says, oh, Stand By Me. It's like the Goonies. It's like it's like Stand By Me. It's like the Goonies. That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Stranger Things. Like you could actually have those Easter eggs.
Yeah, that would be sick. Like the fucking 80s Easter eggs all over.
Achievement or trophy name, yeah. Like if it's like for certain things you do or some shit.
Like totally 80s like or some shit like that.
Open fucking world. Hawkins is your playground.
Dude, that sounds so sick.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck. All right, damn, we ended strong as fuck.
We ended strong, which is good because I'm pretty sure my field recorder is about to die.
Sweet.
Sweet. But yeah, everybody, I hope you enjoyed this off-the-cuff episode. I think next week... Am I around? Am I here next week? Yes, I am here next week. It's... When am I away on... So I've got a stag do coming up.
It's on
May 12th. So that's next Thursday.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We can record next Tuesday.
Cool.
Hell yeah. Right, cool. So next Tuesday, what are we thinking, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll think of a plan. We'll think of something. We'll let you know. Yeah. All right, guys. Have a good weekend. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to like, share, follow. You can find everywhere we are on Anchor. If not, Spotify, Apple, Google. Where else?
I think that covers the majors.
Those are the major ones? Those are the
Those are the majors,
That's the major leagues?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
We in the majors.
We like doing this. We're going to keep doing this. And you're still listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know if you know this. We're pretty close to 300. 300 listens.
Damn,
that's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Something special for 300 listens.
Fuck yeah, dude. Well, once we hit it, we'll think of something cool.
Yeah, man.
All right. Alrighty, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Take it easy.
Say bye, Sebastian. Wave at the people.
Blow them kisses.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Join us on a trip. I'm sorry. Now we're throwing out the script. I heard we don't charge a penny. I hear the weekend's calling. Now it's time to start. Free ball.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.